Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Welcome to another episode of the Reactionary Blues podcast. We've got Ed. Is this your first time in studio?
Yeah, it is. It actually is. First time for everything, isn't it?
Welcome.
Family here.
Els. Bassy.
Yeah.
They can cheer for it as always.
There's nothing to smile about.
Last minute sub.
Back to back.
Because certain members of Reactionary Blues cannot turn up on time. But anyways, we're just fresh out of the pub. Bro, 50 minutes before full time, I was calm. Like, comfy. Then we conceded twice. I think we suck, you know.
You think...
Nah, we do suck right now, man.
Fam, do you know how bad we are in the air, bro? And the craziest thing is people use this thing of like, height. Our players are not short, bro.
Let me even give to context. Cool. So we just played Luton. We won 3-2, but we went 3-0 up. What? Maybe between 60 and 70 minutes. Yeah. We were cruising. They didn't really have any chances. All of a sudden, after that third goal goes in, they have, what, one disallowed goal. They hit the bar twice. Then they scored one. It's like around like 80 minutes. Cool. Let's hold out. Then they scored again.
86th minute.
And it's like, okay, we were very comfy. Now we could genuinely take away 1 point from this match. We could have lost. Yeah. We were very fortunate at times. And it's not like, okay, cool. They were hitting us on the counter and we weren't under pressure. No, we were like penned in and making such stupid decisions. But... yeah, man, it's another day at Chelsea for you, but Els, what are your thoughts, man?
My boy Nick Jackson got an assist.
Okay.
We're leaving a sign.
All I'm saying, baller. Hey, listen, I'm going to start, get the Albanian youth out of my team, bro. I swear down. Listen.
Oi.
Maybe your life is Elsa, man. It's doing some other shit, man. Football is not it, man. Nah, because you know what it is? People, that SB guy that we all know. Mammon says Jackson's movement is shit. And it is.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But he backs Breuer, who's never at the end of anything. Mammon's always ends up in the corner flag. I don't know how.
He's always
there in the corner flag trying to dribble, do something.
This is what I was saying to you guys, that I don't actually think Breuer wants to be a striker.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to be a striker, his career at the top level is over.
It's over. Even if he wants to be a striker, it's over anyway.
Yeah, he's not making
it. It's over anyway. Like,
so bad.
And the thing is, I really had hopes for him, because I feel like sometimes I feel like I've seen glimpses like, cool, you can be a player, but I think he's just stupid.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I said this before. Yeah, he was a player that relied heavily on his pace, being explosive, etc. Once that leg is gone, you never get regain that explosiveness.
I don't even feel like he's not explosive anymore. I just feel like he's not using his attributes properly anymore.
He's not explosive.
Look how big you are. You can't play back to goal. You always want to go to feet. You want to always want to be on the wing and doing some nonsense. Like
even stay in the width of the box. When he played in that threaded pass, you just let that go through and run. Any decent striker knows to look back to see where the ball is.
I still don't think that pass was great. I'll be real.
It wasn't the best pass, but that's on Breuer, bro. Like it's the thing is, if you're telling me it's a one-off time that's happened, I'd be like, cool, fair, it happens. Breuer's feet is always messy. Like there's always like balls coming. do you get the ball's always coming out off the wrong place of his feet. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like he's always touching it where he's not meant to be touching it. Pause.
It's crazy wording.
Nah, but it's the truth, man. It's the truth. But yeah, aside of that, yeah. Cole left back.
Poch. He to stop that rubbish.
Cool, left back.
Stop it now.
This isn't the first time he's done this. I saw a tweet from 2021.
Oh yeah,
PSG. Yeah, I saw that
saying
tweet.
He's playing Kimpembe at left back when he's a centre back. Yeah. It's not the first time he's been doing this.
And again, obviously, we're gonna talk about Palace as well. Matt's in right wing when you got Madueke on.
Do you know what is? I was going through the Palace match and it was just a mess. Like you got a left back at right wing, you got your right wing on the bench, then you got a centre back at left back, then somewhere through the match your right back went to left back, and then you put another centre back at right back.
He's got like a fetish of putting
put your striker at left wing.
Bro, Madsen played 10. This is a left back with and this is what I was saying the other day. I don't know who I was chatting to outside the stadium, but I was like, there's no transferable skills from left back to right wing 10, or even centre back and left back. The way that you defend is different. The way you pass is different. How you need to react on the ball is different. Because left backs are mostly...
Your crosses. Angles are all different as well.
Everything's different. This is why Cole was constantly making mistakes in his passes. It's something he does really well at LCV.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he's played left centre back for us, he's been good. I don't even dislike Cole, but at left back, he's generally dookie. Like,
I don't think he's a bad defender, but it's what I was saying in the pub. The way centre backs they're not used to defending one on ones
or wide or open spaces.
Yeah, so whenever that's why anytime you see someone like De Sassi get dragged out to the wing to defend, or Cole will get dragged to the wing to defend, they look shaky. I'm pretty sure he won one on one today.
Yeah, but it's
getting cooked every
it's
time.
It's a thing where all centre backs you don't want. Doesn't matter what team you are. You don't want your centre back in that position because it means you made a mistake.
Literally,
your team is not in the right.
Yeah.
Because as soon as that fullback makes a mistake,
very few examples where that's worked out. Ramos and Puyol, both of them started out as right back, and then shifted onto centre back. So that makes more sense. But you're using centre backs. The centre back game is quite limited in a lot of ways.
I think
Gavardio was a left back and not a centre back. Like, that's the only time it works is when you have a fullback that shifts onto centre back. When does centre back to fullback has ever worked in history? It doesn't.
The things I don't get is why is he putting the Sassi right back? Cole, I can understand because our left backs right now, neither Chiro or Cucurella are doing it for me. I can't lie,
and they're not even fit.
When they are fit, so that I can at least try and firm. But when he puts him at right back, That's what I don't get.
At that point, you have the thing is like cool, and I get like you might not trust Madsen whatsoever. But he's your third choice left back. At some point, he's gonna have to play there, and he puts him at right wing.
Do you know what bugs? That really bugs me. It's cool. The Sassi thing at right back, I would hear it if like, let's say we're defending a lead. Cool, whatever. That's the only case I think that is acceptable. But when you're not winning and you're not controlling games and you're trying to get goals, why are you putting, and you still need that that pace ability of the wing, why are you putting a centre back there?
And the thing is, the teams that do play natural centre backs out wide,
they control games.
They control games. Their shape is very good. The instructions are good. Like, you can see what the plan is. Also, they can defend 1v1. They're strong. They can play the ball with their feet very good.
We don't have any of that. So why do you think?
You think we lost today?
Nah,
you actually think we lost because we were cruising at 3-0.
Another thing is, and again back to Palace, and it goes to a couple of games before that. That Badiashile guy, that Rolls Royce, they go off country.
Do you know what?
He's defending like he's light skinned, brother. You're a dark skinned centre back.
I think he works with certain parents. So if he's with Silva, for example,
but Silva, who was it against?
No, I think it was.
Was it Newcastle that he?
He needed to go in 3 games. He got caught by fucking Mateta, bro.
Joyce, we're gonna come back to him.
Mateta bangs ball like Ope.
I can actually evidence that first. But we're gonna come back to Badiashile because he didn't even play today. But let's at least focus on some positives from today.
Jackson.
Anyway, first positive being Cole Palmer. Ooh, Man City, I saw someone say this on Twitter, we owe you 40 million more. My God.
No, we don't. Fuck that what? Shit. What do you mean? Cole Palmer, £8 million player. Fuck off.
Fuck no. You get what I'm saying.
I know what you mean,
but the
like,
point is, he's a baller. For me, our player of the season so far.
Yeah, and this is the difference between him and Raheem Sterling. Cole Palmer just came in and he grabbed the team by the shirt and took the team with him. Sterling just wanted to be part of the team. He just wanted to be in London close to his family. He didn't really want to win games for Chelsea like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, big ups Cole Jermaine.
Don't get me wrong. He ain't been good every single game. Like,
yeah, because after the international break, he was dead.
He got 2 goals and an assist, didn't he?
Yeah.
Aside of that, he didn't do much, but the output makes sense. I wanted like.
It just wasn't like a flashy performance from him.
That's the reason why I don't like him in the wings, which is where he played. According to the official lineup, we had two strikers, two people out wide.
Yeah,
is he's not good defending, and for someone of that height, we got cooked in crosses, and a lot of them were because Palmer's not in the right place. Again, he won us the game today. Two goals, one assist. He literally won us the game.
Yeah,
but that's like he's got his thoughts there, but he's a baller.
He's one for
but
the future.
I want him in the 10, man.
That's what do you know. What that's when it then comes to what do we do with Nkunku, because we saw him play today in the 9, he didn't get a sniff.
Barely touched the ball.
And the thing is, if it's cool if you want to play someone like that as a 9, yeah, but the passes that were attempted towards him, they were all long balls. He's not good in the air. He's not good with his back to goal, which is why you should not play him as a 9 anyway. But then if you're gonna force that towards him, you're just gonna make him look worse.
Yeah.
So. And then also, if you do play Palmer at the 10, that means Enzo or Lavia don't get a sniff in the starting lineup. So
no, because Enzo shouldn't be in the 10 anyway.
No, but I wouldn't want. I'm talking about if you play a 10, yeah. It means you don't use Enzo or Lavia. You can't use Enzo, Lavia, and Caicedo at the same time.
Yeah.
So
also one of them misses out.
Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Lavia and Caicedo rotating.
Rotating,
even Enzo's at times, depends. But that's fine. At one point we had Kovacic, Jorginho.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but Kovacic is shit, man, anyway. Huh? Fuck that shit. Kovacic is shit.
No, but when he wasn't terrible, we shifted a lot between a 3 and a pivot depending on the game.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it. You have 3 good midfielders, all have a different job.
Yeah, first.
They all do a different job. None of them 3 are the same profile. You use them for different games. You rotate them. No one's going to have a start every single game at any point. Mm. Because the 3 together are not good enough to say this, like we can afford to take off the 10.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Because it's like, if you look back at Barcelona when they had Xavi, Iniesta, Busquets, you needed that 3 over having a 10. They didn't have a 10.
Yeah.
They played 4-3-3. Whereas we can't afford to say the same with Lavia, Caicedo, and Enzo. It's not Busquets, Iniesta, Xavi.
No, so it's not.
It's okay to rotate formations, change, play players whenever they fit the match.
You're asking a lot from my manager, bro.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. With Poch, it's impossible.
We've just got it's some impossible. Dinosaur tactics, like very old age tactics. It's working.
So bad. Players out of position. This pivot of Gallagher, Caicedo, yeah? You know, you were saying that we were winning the game,
yeah,
but we weren't controlling fuck all.
No chance.
The game's end to end.
No chance.
Neither of our two midfielders are good at controlling the tempo of a game. Gallagher in the pivot is so shit. What's the alternative?
Have a Caicedo Enzo pivot.
But when Enzo came on,
he played in the 10.
He played in the 10 though. And the game, we were chasing the game as well. We weren't controlling the game at the time.
Crystal Palace was the same shit, and we.
Huh?
No. I think that's down to Poch tactics. I'm going to get onto that.
Yeah.
But in general, Gallagher in the pivot is shit. You can play Enzo in the pivot because Potter managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when Potter was playing Enzo, we actually looked kind of decent.
Like, anytime Gallagher's had one of his standout performances, where's he been playing? The 10, no?
10, yeah.
And it's usually because of his pressing against the back line and how he's sweeping up everything in.
Mount 2.0, I swear.
But you can't afford to be there now because we've got Nkunku back now. We've got Palmer can play there.
Tessie Carney can play with him. This is actually good.
This is actually a good
pivot point, actually, because what's been going around right now is that Chelsea they're open to hearing offers from other teams about Gallagher. One team that's been reported interested, Tottenham. Just quickly, yes or no? Would you sell to Tottenham?
Sell.
Yeah.
We sell Tottenham.
Yeah.
We sell Tottenham.
Immediate effect.
You know what I'm talking about selling Gallagher?
Yeah.
No, but do you know why?
Is Gallagher better than Kulusevski? No.
No.
Is he better than Bissouma?
No.
Is he better than, what's the other side? Sarr?
No.
What's your point?
He doesn't strengthen them. He's worse than all the other players already.
It doesn't weaken us anyway.
It's not that it strengthens them.
Because he's white and blonde.
You think it weakens us?
It weakens us.
I don't think it does.
It does because you have a fitness issue.
Okay, no, I do.
That's the only circumstance in which I'd keep him as a squad player.
That's the thing.
That's it. Well,
he's not going to be a squad player. That's the problem.
I've maintained that. I think Gallagher as a squad player is good. Yeah. But no, the only thing is,
Poch is a weirdo, man.
We're not getting Europe. If we win the Carabao, we get conference.
Yeah, we get conference.
Really?
Conference, yeah.
But let's assume we're not winning that. We're not getting Europe.
No. I wouldn't say that, you know.
I think we could. I think we could win the Carabao Cup.
Europe is not just champs. Like, conference is still there, which can be 7th, 8th. Europa, a bit more of a stretch.
What's Europa? 5th, 6th?
Like, 5th, 6th, yeah.
Or FA Cup.
Cool. I think conference is very much open. Europa and champs, maybe not.
Okay, hold on. Let's just step back a second.
We'd be the first team to win all three, though.
We should.
I'll be there no matter what.
We beat Palace 2-1 off a penalty in the last minute.
Yeah.
We beat Luton 3-2. It could have gone sideways.
Yeah. And
hold on. Yeah. Back-to-back wins.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still 10th.
I know what you're saying.
We're not moving out of it. Newcastle are not going to drop points when the players are back. Mm-hmm. Brighton is the only team that I say are going to be out.
You tell me, Newcastle. All right,
you know, cool. Let's say
we finish 8th, innit?
Let's look at the 8th might even be enough. You never know.
No, but my thing is, like, I think 8th is the maximum we can finish.
But
to be honest, considering.
I don't count Conference League,
no,
man.
Nah, it'd have to be 7th.
Yeah, 7th is Conference League.
7th is Conference League.
Have you seen the teams that play Conference League? Let me just whip it out.
Yeah, no, Joyce. Pause. Yes, pause. Cool. They are the teams that play in Conference League, they're bums. I'm not disputing that, but I just want more. I kind of want more games for our players to gel.
And you know what's funny? Like, we were saying that with one game a week,
we should be calm.
Yeah. We're struggling. We're in training more. We're struggling. Listen, this is what happens when you don't have a good coach.
They got teams like fucking Maccabi Haifa in there.
We played before. No, we have four.
Fuck them, man.
Bodo Glimt.
Bro, I don't. Glimt's got bro, a good coach, bro, you know? If that's
got,
the case,
got a really good coach. On my life, they do. If that's the case,
cool. Quick, Tony, pick up the trophy, go home.
No, in Chelsea Football Club, it won't be
the only club to be another club to have won all three.
We're gonna win it. That's the worst thing. We're gonna lose against Ferran Varos or something.
Why would you say that? Because when we were in the Europa League twice, we won it twice, and that's harder than this.
We didn't have Pochettino as the manager, bro.
And who do we have?
We had Benitez.
Is he like?
To be honest, fuck Benitez.
Is he that much? Do you know?
Nah, Benitez. He was
second one. Sorry,
decent gaffer.
Cool.
Sorry, was okay.
Cool.
He was okay.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Either way. Also, with all the injuries, you want more games.
I do.
You're gonna have Gallagher play 270 minutes a week.
And he'll be there no matter what.
Where I see things, is that we're playing once a week, but it's not improving our game. So. Yeah. I feel like we need more games to have more added pressure.
I don't want to see Poch's tactics more than once a week. I'm going to be sorry.
I hear.
Chelsea are like better in Europe. We're a tournament club, so.
You might as well. You actually might as well. Just come and sit on the couch. You might as well.
No, because I'm
going to
go shop quickly. Do you want this Serrano? Do you drink this Serrano?
I told you I'm not drinking.
Yeah, but you said you.
Don't drink and drive.
Reactionary blues is full of alcoholics.
Don't drink and drive.
Why are you lying?
It is.
Disaronno?
Yeah, Disaronno.
Less than 17.
Disaronno?
Fuck it. Drink and drive. Can I say that?
No, you can't. No. We don't condone that.
No.
Disaronno?
Yeah, right. Grab it.
Yeah,
that or Captain Morgan's.
Shut.
I'm finished.
Hey, anyways.
Yeah, anyway, back
do you know who doesn't get shots? Amanda Breuer. Oh, he's shit.
Wolves have just scored. Fuck.
But these are the teams we're looking at.
Yeah, I'm saying we should be playing more games. Even as bad as Poch is, I feel like that's what the team needs at the moment.
I hear it, but our injuries.
The injuries are peak, yeah.
I hear what you're saying as far as the team needs, like in terms of the actual players.
Yeah.
And the development of the team as well.
I hear it, but
we don't have the fitness.
The fitness levels, yeah, I hear it. I can't actually hear that
because I don't want to stay here all the, like, for the foreseeable future being no Europe, just English football. Like, I want to get there. Even if we have more injuries, cool, I still want to get there.
No, but bro, my, yeah,
we better be playing fucking Conference League with Matos in the middle, bro.
My journey should be straight to the Champions
League.
Do you know what it is? We can't afford to not get Europe, not just because of pride. Financially,
that's what I'm saying.
We generally cannot afford
that's why we're selling players like Gallagher, Matson,
Yeah.
Like, those are
Brojo, Brojo will go as well.
Frank,
yeah, but I think he's selling Brojo too. Who's gonna grab this?
Send him to Saudi or something,
bro.
I don't know about that comment.
Send him to
That was beggar. You gotta do some. Yeah.
Just fuck the guy, man. He's not. Who's gonna buy him?
Someone will. You'll be surprised.
Even today, when I thought he was injured, I was like, we can't even shift him.
You'd be surprised, because that's what they said about half the bums that we shifted in summer.
It's true. Even Gallagher himself.
Huh?
Bearman left for free.
Cool. And they went. Brojo going for
we
free.
We sold CH for like. ZS is still part of the team.
But he won't be here.
He won't be here next year.
He won't be here next year.
Yeah. Doesn't he have to
compete? It's a loan free transfer.
Lewis Hall, he's still not, like, we still might get him back.
Yeah. But Lewis Hall is not one of the bums that we were talking about.
Nah, no.
Yeah,
but
so.
We saw ZS, even, I said ZS goes like 2 mil. Bro, like.
It's nothing.
But that's the thing, like, when we're talking about financial issues, 2 mil does not shift nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, with financial stuff,
Gallagher and Mattson, you can get minimum ATMs for both.
They're the needle movers in terms of like finances coming in. Like,
yeah, but
Brojo is
still no, but players. You're not deep in like in terms of like club registration and shit. Brojo is gonna get you. He's gonna get like 20 million
because he's homegrown, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he'll, you know. that's the equivalent of a first.
No, we'll see.
No, I'm
saying you're betting.
I'm betting.
In the market, £20 million.
£20, yeah?
I think we're selling for 12, 15.
I think you can get a good 20 out of him.
So what you're saying 20?
I can say you can get 20 million for Brojo.
And you're saying 12, 15? You look like you guys looking in that bet?
Are you
I'm
saying
not even,
you're
I'm not even betting.
I was talking bricks, bro. 15 bricks.
That's not street value. That street
this
value
is
going
to
be like.
All right, cool. All right, moving on. Back to another
Jackson,
player.
Jackson.
I'm gonna leave him for last. Just for you. Okay. See, take the best for last, isn't it?
I've got a lot to say about Jackson as well.
Madueke.
Baller.
Maduki. Listen,
well, let's talk about him. Let's talk about him across this week, yeah? Comes on against Palace. Has a nice little... Even, who did we play before of Palace?
I don't know, don't ask me.
It was Wolves, wasn't it?
Newcastle, no?
Wolves. Cameron against Wolves late. Obviously, we lost that match, forget it. But nice little cameo.
And Palace, yeah. I mean, he got the pen, and he took that so nicely.
Palace, very, good cameo, and took the pen, won the pen. Today, maybe not as effective, but
scored
a banger. Like,
nah, but I wouldn't even say he's not effective. Today, like, this is what I was saying last week. When you're playing with De Sassi, yeah, like the cameo against Crystal Palace, he didn't do much other than the pen because there's no one
overlapping.
Today with Gusto, if he doesn't think he can dribble past,
Gusto's doing
the overlap. He's making good passes. The first couple of minutes, Madueke created a chance for Gallagher.
Yeah, it's true.
He was putting Gusto free. That's created chances, and he also put a couple passes in the box that reached their players comfortably.
Mm.
That's exactly what we need from our winger.
I think not only that he. Did a lot defensively as well.
He actually did it.
So
that's where you come from wanting Palmer to play in the 10 because he doesn't have that.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's weird, isn't it? We got a lot of players up front. I'm even dropping my Mudryk agenda day by day.
we didn't see him at all today first.
No, but obviously he came off injured against Palace, innit?
So yeah, that's true. You should have just stayed at home.
Oh yeah, but maybe we needed it. Right? If we needed him, he was warming up at one point when Brojo looked like he was going.
Oh, is it? Do you guys want any score updates?
No,
not now. No. But you see, Thingy, we've got a lot of good players up front, and Nkunku, Palmer, Mudryk, Sterling. You can still deem him as a good player.
He needs to decide what.
He's got something in there. He's the second player in terms of goals and assists this season for us.
It's not been Sterling standard, but
actually,
still,
I don't think he is anymore.
Not anymore.
No,
I don't think
it's Palmer,
third.
Sterling, then Jackson.
Right? No, I think it's the other way. I think it's Palmer, Jackson, Sterling.
My boy Jackson. But he's still like one of the players with the highest output.
Yeah.
So. Now that Nkunku's back, if Nkunku could stay fit, I'd actually sell Sterling because I don't think we need both.
I'm selling. Nobody's going to buy a Sterling.
That's cap.
I think a lot of people, I think you'll
be
have
a, it'll be a Saudi or States thing.
I think for, English clubs
and
buy
deep
Sterling,
it. For a man that said he's moving to Chelsea just so he can live in London, he's on 300 and something bags a week,
Spurs.
He's not going, bro.
I'm telling you.
I don't think he'd. Do you think he'd go Spurs?
I don't think he would go Spurs.
I don't think he'd go Spurs.
He started off in Arsenal, didn't he? Arsenal wouldn't grab him.
I don't think Arsenal
wanted him. They really wanted him.
I think he can get shifted if Nkunku can manage to stay fit. But if Nkunku don't stay fit, we have the problem of experience up front. Jackson's young, Palmer's young,
Madueke's
young. Yeah,
Madueke's the most experienced player after Nkunku Sterling.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
In terms of games, minutes, because he's been playing from time. He's been playing from 17 and he's like 22 now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's had years. He's 21. And he was playing a lot of games over there. But I think Broya might actually... You know, Madueke's got more games than Broya. Then it's Broya, then it's like... Jackson and Palmer.
This is where we see a lot of immaturities in this team. Yeah. I'm actually glad you said the young thing. Today, some of the discipline I was seeing was shocking.
And this was my problem. A loser coach that does not know how to instill a winning mentality in the team cannot show inexperienced players this is how you win games comfortably.
The thing is, I thought developing young talent was Poch's. One of Poch's best attributes.
Who lied to you?
All the Tottenham fans.
I might be fooled by Tottenham fans. I can't lie to you.
Mudrick has developed under Poch.
I think that's just as a result of playing football.
He was playing last season as well and he was shit.
Yeah, but...
He's been given game time this season though.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what? He's developed regardless.
But he has though, yeah. He has to be fair.
The point that I was making, yeah, is cool. When I'm talking about discipline, I'm specifically talking about the amount of stupid fouls that we gave away today from both those people in the pivot to our defenders to even our attackers. Like, you keep asking for trouble when you give away these silly little fouls. Our striker has the most yellow cards in the league. You are a striker. And do you know what?
Yeah, but that's not from fouls.
That's what I'm saying. Even that, just basic discipline, like, cool, don't be rash and don't talk back to the ref if you don't need to.
Yeah, but he needs to, man.
No, he doesn't need to. Yeah, and even discipline is why, cool, we won against Palace. That's all good. But discipline is why we lost both Sterling and Palmer against Palace last game.
In discipline... is when Jackson plays best. Shushin Jackson is the best striker in the Premier League. if Jackson loses his head, he plays all.
But the team needs to grow up. Grow up.
But I like this, man.
The amount of free kicks that we gave away today,
Do you know why? And also, it's because they get beat first and then they're trying to recover.
People like Caicedo and Gallagher are just rash. They think everything is there to be won.
Caicedo, man.
So they jump in. Do you know what? I actually thought you had a good game today.
No.
Where does this stem from? Poor fucking coaching, fam. You need to teach players that not everything you need to combat for.
We're asking discipline from a coach who has like four yellow cards this season.
Position yourself. He's rash.
Was it the game? I think it was Wolves the first. No. It was a game that we won. Newcastle.
He should have been
first.
First minute, he got set off. But that was his best game.
He did something when he was rash. That he didn't even get carded for, and I was like,
yeah, he made two quick. He could have been off.
He just does this from the back when people get past him.
He thinks he could have hooked like.
The thing is, it just ends with a stunt.
The reason why I hear his bad coaching is because he's got the minerals to compose himself when he got that yellow. He did well the entire game.
But that's what Bassi said, I don't lose faith in him.
I don't lose faith in him. Like, I still think he's had many bright moments, but...
He's improved massively.
Yeah, but it's just...
The last time I was in this studio, I was cussing him out.
it's just not enough, like, it's not enough.
No, I think right now he's one of the most established players in the team. That's how much I've changed my...
In the last, let's say
3 weeks, he's been consistent.
He has.
Played well on the ball, he's good. Done good in ball recovery today. He just needs to kind of fucking grow up a little bit and stop doing as many rash fouls as he do. And it's not just that this, like... He can get sent off a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Like, do you get it? That's my problem with him. And it's like, fam, like, calm down, innit?
Yeah.
You don't... If you're going to foul him, at least don't make it that fucking... Yeah. This guy is... I think one player is going to come out at the wrong end of those tackles. We're not going to see that player for 9 months, bro. I swear down. That's how...
Yeah, this is my thing. Like, I actually thought he... My original thing of it was cool. I didn't think he was in some matches where people thought he was playing bad. I didn't think he was necessarily playing bad, but he would always have that one moment where he just does something stupid.
And there you go, score.
Cool. But we're not going to do the whole Carell L's debate again because that was long. But then he regressed, like maybe around game 10 or whatever. He started regressing like bad. But I thought cool, he needs some time on the bench.
He patted
like,
up this month.
Yeah, yeah, he patted
December,
up.
December he's had a good
yeah, month. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Trying to send some money back home for Christmas, isn't
it? I'm finished back to Ecuador. I'll be but there.
No, it wasn't just him. Mudryk as well, this month has been good. Mudryk was playing shit too. And then December, I don't know what's happened.
Yeah, I don't.
It's
don't
just them two that have been playing well. I can't hear the rest
let's,
of the players.
Let's hope it's not a purple patch.
Yeah,
from
man.
From these people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Right.
Gusto.
Ah, baller, man.
I like him.
Today he was
saying our favorite signing from the
summer.
Yeah.
Hey, Reece James. See you later, mate.
Okay, I'm not going that far.
Reece James. Pack your bags.
Do you know what?
Pack your booty.
Listen,
outside.
I'm not going that far, but I'm happy that we have someone who can give our fans enough confidence to say something.
Can
like
you
that.
Do like reverse VBOs?
Maybe.
We take some of Reece James's bum out and put it somewhere else.
he's a thick boy, you know?
Huh?
He's a thick boy.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's, bro, if we make him, maybe he won't get injured as much.
It's not but
Reece James.
Not much difference between.
Arrivederci.
Not much difference between Reece James and.
China's calling. That's you.
They could go machine for machine.
Yeah, cheek for cheek.
Bang on.
Nah, but what, the bang one thing on. I'm glad is that he's going for surgery
whole
now.
Minute.
No. This is staying in.
Nah, man. But going swear down.
He's going for his surgery now, and we have Gusto's very good backup. So I'm not worried about Gusto.
But there's a problem. There's a problem here. Gusto is also kind of injury prone.
Yeah, he is.
There's not as peak as Reece James. Mm. But then what happens when Gusto is down and Reece James is inevitably injured? This is why I didn't want both of them. I said this in summer.
Yeah.
This is why I'm an advocate for Reece James to leave. His injuries are getting stupid now.
Do you know what it is?
Give him a last chance is when he gets back from rehab. If he has a run of at least 15 games, no injury, I'll be like, cool, maybe there was something in that operation. He gets injured again, ship him.
No, but where's our doctor?
We can't have Gusto and Reece James because we're going to end up seeing De Sessi at right back far too many times.
Well, our doctor said, that hamstring surgeries don't really do much.
But fam, the only reason I'm saying give him a chance is so people in here don't fucking murder me, mate. My last chance to Reece James was last
a time ago.
I swear down.
But do you think that injury prone thing, as obviously Reece James is never here, but even when he is here, do you think that injury prone thing is stopping Poch from experimenting with like Gusto at left back, James at right back? Because when Gusto has played at left back, this is just my thoughts, by the way. When Gusto played at left back, I think he's been
nah. But then you have a
close
problem
your thoughts.
You don't
close your thoughts.
Yeah, you have a problem of rotation at that point as well, like.
Because if one of them goes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's an injury.
I'm telling you,
I'm sorry, Reece James, you were great once upon a time. But I can't, even his fucking injuries affected his game.
Though, man.
Nah, man. When he was playing this season, he was fucking terrible. I don't even want to hear it from anyone.
I don't agree with that. Because when he was putting in that Blasic, I said it last time I was in the studio, when he put on that Blasic against Man City, there was none of this. Obviously, he's had poor games, but he's had good games
as
well.
Even against
Liverpool, he was good.
I'm pretty sure he had a good game against Arsenal as well, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he came on as a sub. He wasn't really doing much.
And he stunk.
It was like a 10-minute cameo.
And we conceded.
Because of Gusto, who went to sleep at the back post. And because of Sanchez, who decided to pass the ball to Declan Rice.
Yeah. Hey, Petrovic, my fucking kiddies.
I want more games, more minutes, and then I'll be fully sold.
Stop seeing that shit.
Because all the things that you've gassed up Petrovic for, I've seen Sanchez do the same thing. This is not a matter of, okay, cool. Sanchez is the best, he's our best keeper, blah, blah, blah. But let me see more games from Petrovic.
But the thing is, Sanchez has been fucking up from day one. He's been making mistakes every game since
But then, be objective, you're going to act like he hasn't saved us as well. Sanchez has made some brilliant saves.
No, he has. 100%. He has had good games.
The problem is, he doesn't give many mistakes.
Sanchez, he doesn't give me no confidence at the back.
The thing is, our defense already makes fuckloads of mistakes. You want to add a goalkeeper that's got mistakes in it on top of the defense, on top of a midfield that makes mistakes in defense.
It's stupid.
If we had Sanchez in goal today, we wouldn't have drawn that game.
I don't believe that. There's no Petrovic. There is no save that Petrovic made in that match that Sanchez hasn't made before.
The last header.
He's made crazy saves like that. Are you joking? Are you actually taking the piss?
Besides that little camera save that he made.
Who was nominated for Save of the Month twice this season already. You're telling me he hasn't made a crazy save like that?
Fuck off.
No, how is that not a good point?
He hate Kepa and he got Save of the Season last year. I don't give a fuck.
When did I say I hate Kepa?
I thought you hated Kepa.
No, I didn't have anything. I thought he was calm. He was not the problem.
Making one good save in a game, it don't do nothing to me. Kepa, to be honest, I think Kepa last season was decent.
Yeah, I agree. So, even statistically,
save of the season.
Ten
Hag got manager of the month.
No, but here's the problem though. You're saying that he wouldn't have made that last save like he hasn't done crazy saves before.
Yeah, but that can't be your leg to stand on. This guy was doing this
for me personally. Petrovic done enough to displace Sanchez.
Yeah,
for me personally.
He's done enough. The only reason we're still in the Carabobbins.
That's why I want to see more.
Nico Jackson.
Yeah, Els, you can lead this one. That's your boy. What are your thoughts?
Okay, cool. Palace, that miss completely fucked up his game because up until the miss.
He was broken.
He's got confidence issues.
Even when Madueke scored the penalty, you can see Jackson's just there, still thinking about the miss, bro.
He was broken.
Even the offside goal done him as well.
Yeah.
I celebrated that goal more than I'd ever celebrated any goal in my life. But
that's so sad, man.
Because the offside goal came right after he'd done that miss, innit?
So it was like, cool, I've made up for it.
Then he got disallowed.
Yeah, nah. But that's the thing. Before that, the chance for Modric, the chance for Nkunku.
Yeah, he was dribbling. He should have had two assists.
He was playing really good on the ball, and then it got to that fucking chance. And what does he do? Fucking, it's so frustrating to watch.
This is my problem. Yeah, with your Jacksons and like your Gabby Jesus's, right? I'm not saying they're the same player, right? Cool, Jackson. I feel like does a good amount right when he's like linking up and like serving players, but then when it comes to him to finish things off. Same thing with Gabby Jesus as well. It's like they can't find the goal.
But this is the thing.
He does. And that's why I'm not calling for him to be dropped because I don't want a striker who will cause problems and then score no goals in a team where we're not known as like high scorers.
When Jesus first came to England, he was a killer. He had the best minutes to goals ratio, like.
But that's not him now.
Yeah, I know, and I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, how can that happen to you?
Yeah, and then Jackson scored like 9 goals in 8 games last season. It happens.
Let me tell you something though. Yeah.
The only reason I don't want Jackson dropped, and I still want a new striker, is because the other two strikers are fucking terrible. Bro is terrible.
Yeah.
And Washington.
We're never going to discuss Washington. I don't even think he's worth the minutes.
Is Washington real?
We've seen him.
I saw him.
The mad thing is, yeah, I've seen people celebrating the fact that Jackson's going to AFCON now, as if we're not going to miss him.
As if, fam, we have.
I think we have. He's not any better. He's even worse than Jackson.
We're going to
severely miss Jackson. We're looking at Breuer stink up the gaff every single game.
Yeah.
The one game he scored against Fulham, that goal came off his shin from a clearance.
Hey, all I'm saying is, what's that Family Guy meme? White is okay, black is not okay. That's the only reason.
Literally. I've seen more smoke for Jackson than I have.
In the whole league. Hoyland scored his first fucking goal the other day.
People were celebrating like a miracle happened.
But
then when it's Jackson,
everyone's silent.
He's got more yellow cards than goals.
You saw me, I was reading out that list of
players that
he has more goals than.
And you never hear it from other players or other fam, I can't lie, the only other players you hear about goals recently, Saka.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it from Jason, you don't hear it from Martinelli. Skin colour, mate.
Literally,
like I said,
I would rather
Martinelli's got the same goals as Madueke.
Listen, I think I think Jackson as a striker, he stinks. But he's getting goals. I don't care what people have to say about the fact he got a hat-trick against nine men. He got the goals that we needed to actually win the match. So I don't care. Yeah. He scored against other teams. As long as he keeps like getting output, I don't care.
The problem is today he got his assist as well. Today on the ball he was decent.
Yeah, but this is the problem. We signed him to be a striker. But unfortunately for us, he's better as a wide player.
The thing is,
the way they treat him compared to other players. When Jackson was just a 30 million signing. When it comes to media, they always talk about Anthony Price, 100 M's, Sancho, all of this. Modric.
Even when we bought him, though.
But with Jackson, it don't matter.
Everyone has decided that this Rasmus Hojlund guy is the next coming of Jesus. and he's got one Premier League goal in how many games?
It's like 17, 18.
In 17. It's been 6 months.
Yeah, but he scored his first goal. Obviously, he scored the vital goals in the Champions League that kept them in the competition, innit?
Yeah, for their group stage exit.
Yeah.
You may have called Jackson to be a striker. He's not doing as much as we want him to do right now.
You just want him to finish those chances.
Just give him a specialist.
But at the same time, in that summer, they did say they're looking for a main striker as well.
I'm with getting a striker and Jackson being the backup, because with Jackson, you also have the advantage of you can play him out wide, and you can play him behind the striker as well. He brings, and he's done this at Villarreal, and people don't see this and people deny this. I don't know why. Jackson has got chance creation in him. He's got that last minute pass. He's good at free balls as well.
He can hold up the ball. He was spraying it
in Villarreal. He's done it at Chelsea as well, but we miss Berardem. But
I think I'm quite guilty of this as well. Anytime Jackson does something like mad stupid in front of the goal, like when it comes to like finishing his chances, it always overwhelms like everything else that he's done.
But the game against Crystal Palace was exactly that.
Other than that, he had a good game. And then
you see Breuer play and you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I think the frustration comes from the fact when it's like games where it's like fine margin, like we need that goal.
Like if Madueke doesn't get that penalty, Jackson killed that game for us.
Even though
he created two very good chances.
That
people won't say, oh, and Nkunku fucked that up for us, or Mudryk fucked that. They're going to take it out on Jackson. And then Nkunku's chance was clear.
I feel like Jackson right now, he's just an easy target.
He's an easy target.
He's a scapegoat.
I need more. 100%. By no means will I say, he's been a good player for us this season. I just don't think he's been terrible. I don't even think he's been bad. I think he's saved us in a lot. He has saved us in games. And
Jackson's not free from criticism, but I feel like he's being overcriticized at the moment.
Jackson criticism is so valid because he does fuck up a lot of things. There's so many things he needs to develop. But we're forgetting that this guy's got 7 goals, 2 assists now. He should have had 2 more assists against Crystal Palace. And not only that, fam, the guy's literally only played a striker for 1 year now, because he started playing a striker on January 10th for Villarreal. Still scoring, still assisting, and clearly he has a lot to develop. But for a 30 million signing, he's done a lot more than all the other fucking signings we've got.
Like, man, fuck the money.
Not even just these signings, you can see the potential.
That's what I'm saying. That when people compare him to Breuer and say like, oh, we need Breuer back, it's like, fam, we're looking at Breuer play.
Breuer doesn't generate XG, bro.
Did he shoot today?
He don't get shots off.
There was one where it was like a cross and the ball kind of ricocheted. I don't know if it counts as a shot or not. I think he missed the ball when he hit. I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. But, based on what you're going off from signings, January, what were we going to say?
Nkunku's goal against Wolves.
Yeah.
Nkunku that game had more shots on target than Breuer had all season in his first game.
It's crazy.
And on that note.
Time is up.
And on that note.
He needs to go.
But signings, January.
None.
You guys want to
My problem is the striker market shit. Yeah. That's for starters. I think if we get rid of Gallagher, we do need to bring another midfielder, unfortunately.
I hear two names only when it comes to the striker market thing.
It's always only Tony or Osimhen.
No, actually, Lautaro Martinez, bro.
Fez.
Inter going into administration. We can get Lautaro Martinez for that.
Is their financial situation peak?
What did I say outside?
I said being an owner outside of the Prem and the Championship
is basically no reason to be an owner. There is a few good strikers
out there, but don't bring me no strikers like Blachowicz and shit like that. That doesn't necessarily upgrade Benjamin Sesko, fam. We need someone that's already doing their thing. Bring me someone that's already
potential strikers.
If you do that, they're gonna bring in
Romelu Lukaku. Bring him back.
I don't want to hear that guy's name.
Cool. I do this every time I mod a pod. Quick score prediction for our next Prem game. Fulham at home. Bassi.
I don't know, bruv.
He's not watching the match.
2-1.
Yeah, we're winning 2-0
still. 3-1.
We're winning 2-0 still, definitely.
I think 2-1.
We've got good Stamford Bridge form.
I think 3-1, yeah. I'm going 3-1 as well.
Say no more. Link us back here once we played them. But yeah, guys.
I will not be there.
That's been another episode
of Reaction. Potch out. Free Palestine, potch out. That's all I have to say.
I agree with everything that this man said. Yeah, man, it's been another episode of Reactionary Blues Podcast. Make sure you follow all our socials. They'll be there in the description. And we'll catch you guys on the next podcast, which should be quite interesting. So, yeah.
I was going to shout at Pochettino in Spanish on the game the other day.
I think you should.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it because he was quite far.
I think that's a good closing remark. Peace out, guys. Cool. Nicely done, lads. Nicely done.
Good one. Good one.
Is this Drogba? Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to get Chelsea.
It wasn't his fault to win.
If Saka's Kane or Vicky, would you have rather trade? Oi, them man drip like soy. Had a 20 on me like Hudson-Odoi. Formation, FIFA, feet up front in a favourite side.